Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable live. This is the broadcast for March the 4th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour two of two. And our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America to make that happen. Absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the peaceful, restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. It is a freedom-loving, faith-filled, fantastic, we're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time, Friday. That means that a good doctor back in the house, Dr. Scott Bradley with us, his whole lifelong mission and collegiate series to match, to preserve the nation. It's incredible, and it's all available at freedomsrisingsun.com. That's freedomsrisingsun.com. And I might say, when you go there, check out the weekly webinars and a whole lot more. freedomsrisingsun.com. Dr. Bradley, welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you very much, and good morning to all. It is a lovely morning in my neck of the woods, and I anticipate that we'll have good weather, that even if it snows, we'll be able to have what God has granted us this day. It's nice to have some stability. You know, the sun comes up, sun goes down, the weather changes, which is what it's always done. When the inmates are running the insane asylum, it's nice to have the stability of eons of time that has been set forth on this earth, and to somehow ground ourselves again in the principles of, just how God originally established everything, and then ground ourselves in the principles that the nation was founded on. And it's the only way you can make any sense of things today. It is a ski-wampus, upside-down kind of world right now in terms of what the people are doing that are sitting at the head of the government. We look at what the president did in his State of the Union address, and I don't know if I want to take. We could take
ladies
off on
and
that
gentlemen, look, the bottom line is he's our rock. He's our redeemer. It is even Jesus Christ, the author of our liberty, that Dr. Bradley is pointing to when it comes to stability. Right, sir?
Well, it is. And that's the foundation that the nation was established on. And it's just astounding to me, as I've spent more than 50 years immersed in the foundational principles of this nation and dug deep into the words, the actions of those that were the principal founders of this nation, and how they're being denigrated today. Their revisionists are rewriting history and making them things that they weren't. But the everything's tied back to the eternal. It really is. That's how things started. Prior to this, most people even knowing that this continent existed, there was a renaissance going on. There was an awakening in the hearts and minds of the people. They were seeing things that, I think the Holy Spirit moved upon individuals to develop things like a telescope or a microscope, and they could see things that had eluded the naked eye previously. And what they saw as they observed these new worlds, if you will, that they saw through the lenses was order and purpose and predictability. And they started saying, well, if there's all that there, there must be some kind of force behind it that's causing these things to happen in such an orderly fashion, a plan that speaks of intelligence and purpose. Of course, Christianity and belief in God was stronger then than many times we have now, and albeit incomplete. And before long, they were looking for, well, if there's order in the universe, maybe that God has decreed an order in mankind's ways that will help us all to be happy. And they started looking for that. Where'd they look? They looked in the scriptures. And they started gathering things that would make society stable, predictable, peaceful, that would allow people to live their lives out. And it took centuries, literally, that the ground had to be plowed before this nation could be established. But the fact of the matter is, those were the foundations they came from. It's tied into everything that was written and said back in those days. I've seen a number of ads lately by atheists that want to completely remove any reference even to God. And they say that's the way the founders originally intended it. No, it's not. And we can prove that. We can absolutely, unequivocally, undeniably prove that they welcomed and sought for God's influence on this land. And they had it. But today, the revisionists say, oh, no. The universe is chaos. It all came about of this Big Bang thing, and everything bumped into each other until we came out, you know. By the way, there's an interesting book. It was required reading to all the kids I taught over the decades, called A Tornado in a Junkyard. It's by James Perloff. And it's fascinating how he used the words of those that brought the false philosophy of organic evolution that was promoted at the exclusion of God. And he uses the words of those that wrote that and promoted it to demonstrate the falsehood of their position. And he talks about what magnificent things came out of what they would say would be just a bunch of mutants clawing at each other in accidental occasions and interactions, and humanity came out of that. I mean, the miracle of every aspect of it, the miracle of birth, the miracle of sight, the miracle of speech, the miracle of being able to reach out into the universe and seek after God, all of that, just plain happenstance. And I guess that's the world we're in right now, because, and it's just astounding to me how we are.
Yeah,
in the
Dr.
world
Bradley, let me add a little bit of context to the book you mentioned, just so people understand. The book is called Tornado in a Junkyard, The Relentless Myth of Darwinism, right? And that's important to kind of add for context.
There's no question. I really recommend it. And in fact, if we get a break, and if we're still on this tangent, I probably during the break will obtain my book and just read you just a little few sentences at the end of the book. And the whole thing is told with such, I don't know, just it's comforting to know that there is a God of the universe. And
you want to know why it's comforting, though, Dr. Bradley, just so the audience understands. Whenever you hear truth, it brings about peace. Whenever you hear pure truth, it brings about stability and comfort. It brings about hope. It brings about faith. It brings about encouragement. It brings about, it edifies, it strengthens, it does all these things to your soul, even though you may not even understand all that's happening. That's what occurs when those processes are at work, Doctor.
Well, but see, here's we're the antithesis of that right now. See, I mean, where we have these clot shots that are killing people right and left. And I talk to people or interact with people so often where they say, oh, no, it, my recently created heart problems, or my stroke I had, or my inability to walk anymore, or whatever. Oh, it's unrelated to these clot shots that we take. See, we're in a world of time when we've been taught the everything's happenstance. Everything is just chaos. And there's no, you can't really attribute anything to anything. It's just a bunch of noise. And if something happens, well, and there is no comfort in that. And people are in denial when they say, oh, yeah, well, my husband can't work anymore. Yeah, I know. It was 3 days after he got his vaccine, but it doesn't have anything to do with that. You know, he's on oxygen every day, and he's. But no, I. He's getting somewhat better. It's been almost a year now, and he's 10% better than he was when he came down with this. But, oh, no, don't tell me it has anything to do with a vaccination, so-called. And so we're in denial. We deny the very eternal truths that created all of us. God is there. He is the source of all these wonderful, magnificent opportunities that are ours. And yet, we just are in denial every turn we have.
And yeah, that's because we're searching always for something, but we're never finding the truth, right?
Well, that is the case. Well, and then it says the Savior said anyway, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Well, that knowledge, that truth of the eternal nature of all things really, truly is something that you can take comfort, we can take hope in, we can look to the God that gave us life, and my goodness.
But you can only discover truth, though, if you're an honest seeker.
Well, let's hope that there's I think to go way down the path, yes, but we have to soften our hearts enough to ask sometimes, are you there, God? I mean, you know, I think, well, he didn't answer me. He must not be there. Well, have you conformed your life to his standard? Are you making yourself sensitive to the whisperings of the Spirit, or do you violate it at every turn?
Fair question. Maybe. Hang tight, Dr. Bradley. Quick pause. We'll be right back. We're talking about this book, Tornado in a Junkyard, The Relentless Myth of Darwinism, James Perloff. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness, and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Dr. Bradley with me, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com. We're talking about this incredible book, Tornado in a Junkyard, The Relentless Myth of Darwinism. James Perloff, no doubt, promotes creationism. Why? Because the book really discusses, James tells his story, if you will, of his journey from atheism to Christianity. And that's really a journey that a lot of people have taken. And if you study scholars in the history of the world, you find out that anybody who's really a true scholar, a truth seeker, eventually they find Christianity. Eventually they jettison these other notions. Eventually they go, you know what, there's just too much order in the universe. Everything testifies of Christ. And they basically come to that conclusion if they're true truth seekers. James did the same, Dr. Bradley.
Indeed, he did, and the book is told in such a self-deprecating way. He's not arrogantly and proudly throwing this in our face, but he does logically peel the onion, so if you speak. I told you I'd maybe quote something at the end of the book.
Yes, please.
And it to me, it's on the final page. It is so eloquent, so sweet, and so true. The whole book, of course, is dedicated to understanding the false philosophies that have become so promoted in the government indoctrination centers. They call them public schools. But anyway, here's where he begins. It's on the final page. It says, on the other hand, perhaps all this means nothing to you. You still find evolution more persuasive than God. That is your free choice. Good luck. But remember, the princess kissed the frog, and he turned into a handsome prince. We call that a fairy tale. Evolution says frogs turned into princes, and we call it science. We say that a pool of non-living, unthinking chemicals will, given enough time, produce laughter and love, morality, and a sense of justice, sex and human consciousness, tulips, kittens, and ticklish babies, chocolate malts and bags full of gummy bears, Mona Lisa, the 1812 Overture, and the last scene at Breakfast at Tiffany's. All these will result because enough grotesque mutations turned out right, preserved by wild beasts clawing each other to death in survival's jungle. Is that science? Or is it like the fraud of Piltdown Man, the forgeries of Haeckel's embryos, the misrepresentations of Inherit the Wind, and the coercions of the Supreme Court merely part of a long effort to deny God? Even after all our disobedience, he has not closed the door to us. 2,000 years ago, following a star to a manger, three wise men sought Christ. Wise men still do. So he has a couple of references in there, like to the Piltdown Man and so on. He takes these so-called hinge points in the evolutionary development and exposes them for what they are, frauds, absolute fraudulent efforts by people to prove a point in that in their philosophy, God does not exist. And it all happened because, as he says, there was enough grotesque mutations turned out right. And, you know, every single step of the way, it's kind of just a kind of a sweet awakening if you haven't ever been down that path before. And so, yeah, I recommend the book. Like I said, it was required reading. We started homeschooling our kids in kind of the bleeding edge of the movement, and we expanded it to doing a co-op center where we taught many young children over many years, and we taught them. I usually came home at lunch from work and taught history and government while other parents, you know, dentists or doctors taught science and math and things like that. Mothers taught poetry and art and things. Writing, it was really quite an experience. But the point of the matter is, though, that we banded together with a group of other caring parents and said, you know what, we're not going to pollute our children with the false philosophies of, I consider them men and devils, that have led us to the point now where a broad brush of society has abandoned the faith of our forefathers, if you will, and now we look to scientists and physicians and researchers and pharma companies as our saviors, and worshiping at the God or the altar of COVID as these things are promoted as solutions that really are absolutely destroying. And now we have the military. We're marching to war, if you will. The drums are beating, and we're injecting into all of our military personnel that are tasked with the responsibility of preserving life, liberty, and property in this great nation. We're weakening them. We're doing transgenders. We're doing sensitivity training for all of those that have volunteered to serve and to preserve our liberty. We're having to kowtow to these mental incapacities that seem to be sweeping the nation. And our commander-in-chief is one of the most delusioned of all. It's just amazing. So anyway, we're in a really weird time. We really are. But there is a foundation. We can go back to it. And I've told many times, I think, on your program, Sam, when I was 6 years old and got lost, and My first impression was to run, and I did, and it didn't make it any better. And you don't find your way by struggling through the briars and the brambles and across the creek and falling in the water. And you sit down, you look at your back trail. Our back trail is well marked. Our back trail is a magnificent expression of God's love, I think. And we can find our way back. Our nation can. And people that have lost their faith can find their way back also. And that's, oh boy, I strongly recommend that. There is so much more peace in that than the tumult that seems to reign in the nation and indeed in the world today. So I don't know. How do we get off on that? I mean, I seem to sometimes take the reins and want to run with it, but
hey, Dr. Bradley, we go ahead and we're pretty good at taking the lead, and we learn how to lead and follow and work together, and we make a tremendous team telling the tale of liberty, ladies and gentlemen. And the real point of the whole thing is this incredible book that you ought to read, Tornado in a Junkyard, ladies and gentlemen, the understanding of how James Perloff literally went from, hey, atheism to Christianity, went from this psychotic idea of evolution, whatever you want to call it, this myth of Darwinism, to an understanding of Christ and the creation. That's really the takeaway. And the point here is wise men still seek Christ. Understand that. And I mentioned along the way in this discussion, which dovetails very well with a couple of points that I want to talk about as the hour unfolds, ladies and gentlemen. You know, they're always searching for something, always learning but never coming to the knowledge of the truth, always seeking but never finding, always looking for love in all the wrong places, if you will. And to prove this point, I'll give you an example of what the USA Today decides to do some research into, get involved in, put pages of print to. It is just shocking when you understand it. Here it is. They say fact check, doctor. USA Today is going to do a fact check. You ready?
Yes, I'm not.
Yes, indeed. George Washington's hefty bar tab, based before the Constitution signing. So right before the Constitution signing, they had a big old party. Days before that, George Washington's bar tab, it's real. USA Today. Darn rights, they say records and historians indicate that Washington's, he did indeed rack up the bar tab, estimated to be thousands of dollars in our day, ladies and gentlemen. The Constitutional Convention, well, yeah, they might have got a lot done, but you know what? There was a big old ripping party. Claim, a bill shows a hefty bar tab for an extravagant 1787 party. And it was attended by George Washington, of course. Many Americans think of George Washington as a strategic general and strong political leader. But a post on social media now claims that the first president also, well, was a partier. Yeah. And they say Washington's rowdy farewell party is what they're calling it there. And so historians, they did this big old research. They found out this person on Facebook or Twitter, social media, whatever. It's real. It's true. Yeah. They say they call the rowdy farewell party a bender, Dr. Bradley. George Washington threw a bender. And they say they described it all on Facebook. It took place in September 1787. Near the end of the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia on September 15th. They say after a long day of constitutional framing, Washington then headed a few blocks down from Philadelphia's Independence Hall, well, to the dirty gathering spot. We'll tell you more in seconds, and then we'll set the record straight on your radio.
Wire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You-
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian forces bomb and take control of Europe's largest nuclear power plant, the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, and video footage appears to be struck by many munitions causing fires in and around the complex in southeastern Ukraine. Rebecca Koffler on Fox News early Friday morning is a former member of Russia's Defense Intelligence Agency.
Putin has a very high tolerance for a very different type of warfare, nuclear warfare. He's prepared to take the conflict into a tactical nuclear weapons employment.
Russian soldiers now control the plant, yet Zaporizhzhia employees are still running the operations and are reporting no radiation leaks were detected after the fires were put out. The United States is preventing Ukrainian citizens already in the United States from deportation. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said that it was extending temporary protection status for 18 months. USA Radio News.
I need four more of the biscuit carnitas, two burnt end platters, three...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring these to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, so I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
A verdict is in from the officer charged in the botched police raid that resulted in the death of Breonna Taylor in Kentucky.
Brett Hankison, the former Kentucky police officer charged in connection with the deadly botched raid involving Breonna Taylor, has been found not guilty. Defense attorney Stu Matthews says the jury's verdict shows that police must have the right to self-defense.
I'm sort of at a loss for words right now, but I think absolutely Brett was, the jury felt like you go out and perform your duty and your brother officer gets shot, you've got a right to defend yourself.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
More Americans than ever are taking melatonin supplements to help them sleep, raising safety concerns. Melatonin can also come with adverse side effects, and some people may be ingesting more than they realize because the supplements are not strictly regulated. Studies have found that the actual contents of melatonin in supplements can be up to 478% higher than what's on the label. USA Radio News.
All right, so let me break this down. USA Today is spending their time, this is why I say searching for truth but never coming into the knowledge of the truth. It's shocking how they always search, they seek, but they never find. Literally, wise men still seek Christ, but USA Today, they're going to do a fact check, ladies and gentlemen. George Washington's hefty bar tab is absolutely real. Yeah, City Tavern, that was the place to go. They all winded on down there to City Tavern. Yeah, he met up with the Light Horse of Philadelphia, a volunteer cavalry corps that crossed the Delaware with Washington there. They all got together, and, well, these researchers discovered the summary of Washington's bar tab there while they were, you know, combing through Independence Hall documents, don't you know? They were on a legitimate errand there, but they just got sidetracked by this. Ooh, George threw a massive party. According to the bill, they say the soon-to-be first president and 54 other guests, so 55 people, did indeed order 54 bottles of Madeira, 60 bottles of claret, 8 bottles of whiskey, 8 bottles of cider, 12 bottles of beer, and 7 large bowls of punch. Yes, indeed, that would be about 2 bottles of wine, several shots, and a few cups of punch and beer for every guest, they go on and say. The Washington Post reported the night's tab to be estimated at about 89 pounds, 4 shillings, and 2 pence. The rough equivalent of, they say, of about $15,400 today. So 54 guests, $15,400. In addition to the drinks, they say the tab included food or dinner for all 55 guests. You know, there was fees for broken glasses and meals and drinks for musicians and servants as well. And they have this big old to-do. Now, Dr. Bradley, I want to fact-check the fact-checkers for a second, okay? This is what I mean by coming to the knowledge of the truth. They never get there. So they're literally looking through Independence Hall documents. They're on a righteous mission, but by golly, then they just find out George was a partier. And it's a big lie. And you read the first part of the story, and that's what it says. But the end of the story, the article from USA Today, says this. George didn't want to be there. He probably didn't enjoy the party. He was a very, very controlled man in his own personal life and his habits and his behaviors. He would have never let the party get out of hand. He would have rather been home with his wife. He was happy to support the freedom of the nation. But you know what? He probably didn't really participate in much of the festivities at all or anything else like that. Now, let me put this in perspective, ladies and gentlemen. You take $15,400, right? $15,400 divided by 55 people. Display is $280 a piece. And you say, all right, that's expensive. I agree. But I also say, you know what? You're feeding all these people. All these people are there and struggling and suffering to be there and to travel there. Everybody needs to eat after a long, long day of work. And so you take people out and you have an event. Now, I'll give you an example. I'm about to throw a huge event with Sheriff Richard Mack. It's going to be the end of September. It's September 30th. And September 30th, October 1st. It's going to be in Las Vegas. And we're going to have dinner. We're going to have two different lunches. And we're going to have alcohol. Now, I don't like alcohol. I don't drink alcohol. And I will not pay for alcohol. But you know what? A lot of people demand alcohol. They expect it. They want it. And here's the problem. I believe in freedom. So even though I don't like alcohol, and even though I won't pay for it, I'm not going to prevent them from having it. So when we set up the hotel, they had like a $7,000 bar tab on there. But I took it off and said, look, let's have a cash bar. I'm not going to deny people's agency to drink if they want to, but I'm also not going to fund it. So now, you know, if history comes back, they could get that bar tab and say, hey, Sam Bushman, who didn't believe in alcohol, in fact, it's against his religion, he threw a big old party, and look at the bar tab. Wow. Sam, well, when the truth was, I respected agency, people's choices, and I also didn't drink and wouldn't drink at the bar. And when it was set up for me to pay for it, I politely declined to pay for it, but didn't take away people's choices and agencies. So bottom line is they find this little bar tab thing and act like they have the real handle on everything. But then when you say, well, they gave stuff to the servants, they paid for broken glasses if somebody dropped a glass or whatever, you know, and all this, you don't really even know how many people were there. Yeah, there might have been 55 guests, but if you were to provide something for the servants and for the different people, and you might have had other people that were assistants to different people that came that weren't counted as a guest at the regular party, you don't even know the real deal of what really happened at all. You don't really know any of the facts relating to the case. But what you want to do is fact check and smear General George Washington. Dr. Bradley, this is what I mean by, you know what, they're always seeking, but they're never coming to the knowledge of the truth. All they want to do is down George and make him look like a buffoon as they look through these lenses of so-called fact checking. Shame on them all, doctor.
You know, there is one value that the USA Today brings to the table, and that is that if we read it with our eyes open and with an understanding of what their intent is, we can see that that is the message destroying the foundation of this nation that is absolutely sought for every single day. They rewrite history. They put spins on things. It is what the establishment wants America to believe, and it is widely read, and so it's very influential. But the idea, there's so many ways to peel this onion, if you will. Let's just take a statement that George Washington made. He says, "For I can only say I had rather be at Mount Vernon with a friend or two about me than to be attended at the seat of government by the officers of state and the representatives of every power in Europe." So he really was a very, very private man that was uncomfortable in social settings oftentimes. I mean, he lived through them because that was part of the things that had to be done to be able to work with people. But the fact is, he would much rather be at Mount Vernon with a friend or two about him, you know, sitting at the fireplace and discussing things in a sober-minded way. But even on a larger picture, though, you know, George Washington didn't take a salary for anything he did, you know, in terms of his service to his country. He did ask that his expenses be reimbursed. And it's interesting that over the years, and this started many decades ago, there's been an effort to say, oh, yeah, anybody could live off expenses if you padded your books like he did. And that has always been the message, is let's denigrate, let's undermine. Why? Because if you can undermine the character of individuals, you can more easily unseat the principles that they stood for. And so that has been the effort to say, oh, yeah, George Washington, he profligately spent money. Jefferson or Franklin, they chased the women, whatever. The point of the matter is that there's really no documentable evidence of the rumors and propaganda they're spreading. You can't find. See, in the old days, let's take the women, for example. People didn't have a telephone, couldn't pick it up and talk, no texting, you know, everything, no emails. But they wrote letters, and those letters were very, very detailed. And there is no letter, no note, nothing historically that you can say. Anybody said, oh, I conquered the great Franklin, or Jefferson and I were an item, or whatever, okay? And the Sally Hemings thing with Jefferson, by the way, as DNA proved that he did not father the child that Collender suggested was his. And we could explain that at great length, why there was others that they say.
And that's a big lie. But either way, even if some of the founders weren't perfect and they did make mistakes, I'm not suggesting any of that's true. But I'm just saying, again, we cannot look back on their lives and suggest they're perfect. I'm sure there was plenty of drinkers there at that party. I'm sure George didn't want to be there. But if you look at a man that takes no salary, but yet he wants to thank everybody their support and they have this party. Now, I don't know if that party... and the cost of that tab covered some of the lodging. I don't know if it covered anything else. What I'm saying is we don't really have a whole picture, even if you see that one piece of paper. Doctor, you just don't. And I'll give you another proof of example. Let me give you this example. When I rent hotel rooms and venues for our events that we have, whether it be for Loving Liberty, whether it be for the CSPOA, whether it be the 25th year anniversary of Liberty Roundtable Live, which we just did, oftentimes if I rent guest rooms, or if I book guest rooms, then the meeting space is free. And so if you look at that and you don't count lodging and you don't count all that kind of, you could be deceived very easily about what's on the bill. You'd say, man, you know, Sam must have had some unique connections there. He got that ballroom for free. And wow, it just showed, you know, hey, he had friends and influenced people. Well, no, the truth is that's commonly done in modern day society. So we don't know the nomenclatures, the reality, the negotiations of what went on for any of these things. We're taking this one thing flat out of context, and we're acting like it's a fact, and we're fact-checking. And yes, indeed, George Washington threw a big old raging wasteful party there. George, the guy you thought was the real, you know, humble follower of Christ, oh, no, George, he threw a raging party, broken glasses, extravagant. They're lying to you, ladies and gentlemen. It's not how it went down. I'm telling you that right now. Dr. Bradley in seconds, Liberty Roundtable, live.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. Freedomfactor.org.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's absolutely a bogus, absolutely bogus fact check. Not because I'm disputing some of the details they have there, but because it's all out of context and because they don't know the real deal. They say these fact checkers estimate. Wait a minute, what do you mean a fact checker estimates? Well, that's how they lie about fact checks. They estimate this and that. So here's what they say. A binge drinking founding father may sound far-fetched, but the claim is true. See, now they're trying to disperse George and all the founding fathers. But let me ask you a question. Let's say that George did throw this party for 15 grand. Do we even know who paid for it? Well, you say, Sam, it went right out of the treasury. We have proof. Fine. So I'm going to serve for 2 years or two terms as your president, right? And then I'm going to go home and I throw a big party and it's 15 grand. And say the government pays for it. Did the government really pay for it? Or did George, by giving up his salary and then asking for a couple of bucks, pennies in comparison, to cover the cost of this party? All I'm telling you is we don't know the origins of any of this. All they're doing is besmirching the founding fathers with their dishonest fact check. It's absolutely bogus. And I'm not even debating some of the points they're making. I'm telling you it's bogus because it's manipulated out of context, designed to promote a dishonest agenda about our founding fathers. Were they perfect? I'm sure far from. But I'm going to defend them, not in whether they drank or not, but in that, you know what? This is nothing compared to the parties they throw today. And for example, I threw a 25th year anniversary event for my radio program. 25 years on the air. And we literally threw a party. And you know what? You could say it was extravagant, couldn't you, Dr. Bradley? It was pretty nice.
It was a pleasant reminder and a commemoration of an effort to preserve our liberty.
But if you take it out of context, though, if you take it out of context, though, and you go there to the hotel and everything else, it was fancy. It was nice. There was, you know, cloth napkins and the whole bit, and it was catered, and it was fancy. But when you think about, I've never thrown a party like that before. I've done it once in 25 years, and it was a thank everyone else for the support in liberty that we're promoting. Pretty soon you get a context that's completely different than if you extract a page from it and go, wow, look at Sam Bushman's tab. It was hefty. Well, hey, I got sponsors and friends, and we all paid for it together, and we had a delightful time. But this is absolutely, in my opinion, this is absolutely like Rush Limbaugh says, and I use this quote because he's right. This is like a drive-by media assassination of George Washington's what it is. It's bogus, doctor.
Well, the entire intent is to unseat George's character, which allows him to unseat the principles he stood for. And truthfully, as I mentioned earlier, there's been rumors and propaganda out for decades in regards to how he padded his expense accounts, even though he wasn't taking a salary. But those have all been reconciled by standard accounting practices and brought them forward in today's time and all those kind of things. And in actuality, he undercharged. It would be reasonable to say that he undercharged for expenses that he incurred while he was fighting the war. 8 years, he never went home, people. He was in the field with his troops. There was a few winters his wife came and stayed with him, but he never went home for 8 years. He was always running off and doing this silly thing, trying to stand for the cause of liberty. And that's what they're after him for. He would be no tyrant ever. I've got a chapter in my book about his elegant leadership. At no time did he ever seek, obtain, and then begin to abuse power. He was trying to deflect power constantly. When it was thrust upon him, he took it for the briefest period of time he could. He fulfilled the assignment. He gave the power back. He did not. At the end of the war, he was the only viable army on the continent, and he couldn't get rid of the power fast enough. His character, his depth and breadth of his love, his understanding, and if you read his farewell address, you'll see that this lasted to the end of his life. He loved the nation. He loved liberty. It was woven into every ligament of his heart as he felt his fellow Americans should have it. And what happens is we get these buffoons that are seeking to undermine it's like yapping little dogs at his heels as he walks down the street, that these individuals that have
never
accomplished
anything. Let's make this
point.
He didn't leave with an entourage of security and all this other garbage and, you know, jet back to this and that. Now, I know he couldn't jet, but the equivalent thereof. He literally left as a single man citizen.
That was what he tried to live his life as. He wanted to go back and be a farmer again. He kept trying to divest himself of this power. It kept being thrust upon him. He was the indispensable man. And every time, I do not believe, by the way, that these individuals that do this are worthy to stand in the shadow of those that founded this nation. They are simply noise, like yapping little dogs that are attempting to draw attention to themselves. They're nervous little dogs that can't seem to get anything right. Then they think by all the noise they're creating, ultimately and finally, it somehow raises them in the eyes of those that are hearing their noise. But I am absolutely, I have studied George Washington and many of the other founding fathers, these principal individuals that brought forth under the inspiration of God what we became as a great nation. And the yapping dogs today that are trying to denigrate and distract and divert are simply there to undermine the principles. And honestly, because of the noise they've created, a lot of people have been distracted. A lot of people in our public indoctrination centers are now believing this drivel that they put out. And they cast it aside. And they're teaching other false philosophies in the place of the great truths that ennoble and lift and bless the lives. And we've lost track. The wheels have fallen off. The bearings have fallen out. And we're adrift at a sea without any rudder or any sails. And we're at a trying time right now. And those that hold power are seeking to do everything they can to kind of reinforce the idea that leadership is whacked out, because they are, you know. I mean, holy cow. So, yeah, I think that it's interesting. I have a context, a perspective, because of 50 years of study, that I can distract myself from their noise, but a lot of people don't. A lot of people take it at face value. They, oh my goodness, we read it in the USA Today. It must be truth. And it's like, I remember, some of you may even have heard of him, Walter Cronkite. I call him Walter Crankcase, and Dan Blather. I mean, some of these people that presented the news over the years have done it with an agenda. And you know, Walter Cronkite was considered one of the most trusted men in America. And his afterwards, after his retirement, that he was working for a global government to the detriment of our U.S. Constitution all the time. And people that heard him every day in the 6 o'clock news thought, my goodness, there's a man we can trust. And really, it was subtly whittling away and chipping away at the foundation to the point that we are in America today, 50 years later, very much in a situation where a lot of people don't even know where to turn. All the icons, the institutions seem to have lost their way. Churches and government officials and educational institutions. It's astounding to me how it's been almost a universal abandonment of foundational things that made us the greatest, strongest, most happy, most prosperous nation on earth. And now we're just adrift on a storm-tossed sea. And we need to go back to that foundation. We need to go back to our back trail. And that's what we try and dedicate our efforts to.
All right. And so Sam provides a reality check on the fake fact checkers, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you what I would like to remember George Washington for. The fact that he walked away from power. The fact that he was an individual when he left, without security, without any pretense. He was a citizen and happier and more proud to be that, but he did his duty to serve his country. Now, I don't know if you know, but if you go to Mount Vernon right now, they have what's called a public wreath-laying ceremony at George Washington's Mount Vernon right now. And what they do is they recite the what's called Washington's Prayer, George Washington's prayer for his country. And it was adapted from, I guess, a circular that he distributed or whatever else. But it was his prayer for the country. And I would like to think of George that way, in prayer, turning to Almighty God and saying, hey, Lord, help me with this. I know you're the author of our liberty. And I know that no matter what we do, we can't get through this life and or, you know, hey, create a country and or do anything that we do without Jesus Christ. And I'm going to go back to the phrase that we had before when this reality check. Wise men still seek Christ. And I like to think of that's what George did. And there's plenty of proof that that is the fact, Doctor.
You know, I really truly believe that everyone that holds office should have their morning prayers, read their morning scriptures, read the United States Constitution, and then read George Washington's farewell address before they go to work. It'd keep him out of our hair longer each day. But his farewell address is only, depending on the font, 8 to 14 pages. You read that and you will find truths that if we had not abandoned them, this nation would be far better off. You see the strength of the character of George Washington in that. So start with prayer, read your scriptures, read the Constitution, and then read George Washington's farewell address. I think this nation could be brought back on track fairly quickly. We would get rid of all sorts of things that we have, you know, our foreign policy would be so different. Our political parties would be different. Our economic policy, our issues and concepts about war. I mean, we would be a different nation if there were more people reading those things. And I would admonish your listeners today, you know, I mean, maybe your listeners read the Constitution every day. Maybe they say their prayers, maybe they do their scriptures, and all of those things are admirable, desirable things, and I wouldn't set any of them aside. But I would add to that, try it today. Read George Washington's farewell address. It won't take you that long, and you'll see what kind of man USA Today is trying to fact-check and denigrate. And, you know, like I say, I've got a chapter in my book about his leadership and how different he is from everybody today, that they spent billions, literally, become president. He tried so hard to avoid it.
They spent billions to become president. And he has a little party to thank everyone. And, hey, a few people drink, whether he was for it or not. You know, hey, it's insane what they're even extracting here. It's insane.
And for just to slander a man whose shadow they are not worthy to stand in. And yeah, George Washington, he created whiskey on his farm. So what? It's just the way it is.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And I wanted to spend time on that. Again, I'm not trying to attack these people. What I'm trying to honestly do is let you know who the real person George Washington was. George Washington's prayer for his country. George Washington's farewell address. By their fruits shall ye know them, is the way I would finish, Doctor.
Indeed. We know the fruits of what this nation was established on, and we have abandoned them long since for years, and we're not in a happy place in this nation right now, and we were before. So
our prayers are that we can return, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go back to what made us great. As Dr. Bradley says, let's look at the back trail. Get her done. All right, ladies and gentlemen, freedomsrisingsun.com. Check out Dr. Bradley's weekly webinars, his To Preserve the Nation series, and a whole lot more. For Sam Bushman and Dr. Bradley, libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net. God save the Republic, and God thank George Washington.